good, I would not. I feel good, I knew that I would not. So good, so good, I got to you. Wow, I feel nice, the sugar runs by. I feel nice,
all right, all right. We've got Dr. Daniel Jimenez. We're going to talk about exercise and depression among Hispanic seniors. Dr. Jimenez, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's my pleasure. I didn't want to short sell you. You're another one of the key reasons why UHealth is a great place to go for treatment. Tell me a little bit about your study on Hispanic seniors and how they fight depression and how that coincides with exercise.
Well, I currently have a study looking at using exercise to prevent anxiety and depression in older Hispanics. So we take, or could we then stem the progression that we normally see when people are left untreated in terms of having the depression or anxiety? But it's not just Hispanic seniors that can benefit from exercise. It's any older adult, really, and anyone that is suffering from any sort of mental illness can really benefit from engaging in a regular exercise routine.
Well, I know that I'm nuts all the time, and when I exercise, it always makes me feel good. Is that because it releases things like, dopamine and endorphins and stuff like that?
Right, and there's a release of serotonin that's involved, and there's a little bit of dopamine that's involved as well, and the endorphins for sure. But it's also a sense of accomplishment. So just from your own personal feeling, you feel like you've done something, you've been productive, you feel much more confident. And with exercise also comes, you lose weight, you feel better, you physically feel better. And so all that contributes to a positive and healthy outlook in life.
Well, Dr. Jimenez, I'm looking at a photo right here on some of the PR material. Looks like you exercise all the time. You're a good-looking guy there, bud.
Thank you very much.
Now, listen, you're studying specifically Hispanics, so there must be some things that are specific to Hispanics, maybe some barriers to why they might reach out. Maybe they have different percentages of things like cardiovascular disease or obesity. What are some of these factors, and how do they figure into what you're doing with your study?
Right, and so the part of the reason I focused on older Hispanics, besides the fact that I am Hispanic, was because we were finding that the prevalence rates of depression and anxiety were actually higher in this population, in the older Hispanic population, than in the older majority whites. And the service, in terms of engaging in mental health services, was much, much lower in this population. And what we also were finding was the way they were conceptualizing the problems that they were experiencing, which were much more physically based. And so the treatments that we have available, which are effective in terms of using talk therapy or medications, just weren't lining up with the perception of what was going on. And so I saw this. This lack, and or this need. And I designed this study. And when I was trying to roll it out at the beginning, it was when I was in the planning stages of it. I interviewed some. I did some focus groups and things like that, and I talked to folks and. They all agreed that it was a very good idea, that it was something that they would enjoy doing, that they would that the community needed. And so I went ahead and applied for a grant, a federal grant, through the National Institute of Mental Health, and then it got funded.
Wow, that's a great story. And, we just read something in the UHealth 2-Minute Read earlier before you came on about Dr. Brand. God rest his soul. He always used to sing to my wife, beautiful things and help her feel good. And maybe he was masking depression. He used to sing Start Spreading the News to her. And he was 65. Robin Williams was older. It seems to me like this age group has got some depression. And if they exercise, my gosh, it seems like you said, they can start feeling better about themselves, and hopefully that helps even save one life.
Right, exactly. You know, a lot of attention is you know, has been paid to you know, the suicide of these very prominent, very important people in our society. And sort of what's been overlooked by that act is the fact that they were suffering so much that they, you know, they decided to take their lives. And so what we need to do is that we need to make sure that that doesn't happen. And one way that we can do that is to actually look at how can we prevent depression? How can we, what can we do in order to minimize the effect of, you know, when people feel depressed? Because oftentimes when people go and seek services and when they go and actually seek mental health services, it's, the water is just way above their heads. You know, they're drowning in this stuff. And so if we can target, if we can take even one step further back from that, the problems become much more manageable, and then we can actually intervene at a very important and pivotal time in their lives. And yes, absolutely, we can. You know, if they did start exercising, in my opinion, if they were involved in regular exercise, I think a lot of their problems would have been mitigated. You know, because they're like you were saying, that, you know, by Dr. Brandt, when he would sing, he probably was masking some of that, you know, some of the pain that he was experiencing, and Robin Williams for sure. So, you know, I'm a firm believer that I'm a firm believer in that the mind and the body are one and the same. There's no difference. So if we get the, you know, we can kill two birds with one stone. So if we get the body right, we can get the mind right. And exercise, surely enough, does that.
Well, gosh, Doctor D, how much more time do we have on this segment? I just want to make sure I give the doctor his due. Doctor, we've got three more minutes. So first of all, I want to thank you for bringing this topic up and allowing me to discuss Dr. Brandt and some of the other famous people. But, you know, in every family, there's somebody who may not be so famous, but they still may be struggling with the effects of the depression that comes on as they enter into that next phase in their life. You know, how do they find you? How do they get in touch with you? Are there still spots in your study that people can get in?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They can call me. I'm at 305-355-9063.
Great. I didn't have to ask you to go slow for the Jets fans, so I appreciated that.
I heard that. And so you definitely call me, or you can email me. I'm at D as in Daniel, E as in Edward, J.
Like Jimenez.
Eight. You're right. the number 18.
Lucky 18.
At miami.edu.
Okay, again, because we broke it up a lot, that was D as in David, E as in Edward, J as in Jimenez, at med.miami.edu. The phone number again was 305-355-9063. I know it's important that we get the word out. Dr. Jimenez, I want to thank you for coming on today and shedding light on a topic that a lot of people have to address but don't really think it applies to them. Everybody needs to have the strength and the belief in themselves early to look into this before it, like you said, the water goes over their head. Mental health is a very big untreated problem here in the United States and here in South Florida. And Dr. Jimenez, I want to thank you for taking the initiative to shine that light on that dark place.
All right. Well, thank you for allowing me to shine the light.
It's my pleasure. And keep on smiling. I love this picture. We'll be.
Thank you.
It's my pleasure. We'll be right back after this. I'm going to talk about my experiences on opening day at the Marlins ballpark. You will not want to miss this, folks. We'll be back after this.